USA Radio News with Wendy King.
25-year-old Noah Green is now dead after he attacked the U.S. Capitol, nearly 3 months to the day since the January 6th attack. Acting Capitol Police Chief Yogananda Pittman says Green rammed his car into officers at a security checkpoint. He then got out of the car and tried to attack the officers with a knife. The officers then opened fire.
The suspect has been pronounced deceased. Two U.S. Capitol police officers were transported to two different hospitals, and it is with a very, very heavy heart that I announce one of our officers has succumbed to his injuries.
That officer is identified as William Billy Evans. In a statement, President Biden said he's heartbroken and is ordering flags at half staff. This is USA Radio News.
The border is in crisis. After President Trump secured the border with Mexico, everyone's worried about the growing problem. And why is the Biden administration spending $86 million on hotel rooms for captured migrants? Now, Grant Stinchfield investigates the border crisis and finds the real truth about Biden's executive orders and dangerous policies. So watch Stinchfield on Newsmax TV tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern as he reveals the dangers to our economy and security. Newsmax TV is one of America's leading cable news channels. It's on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax or you'll switch to a new service. Remember, you can get Newsmax free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, and smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, or LG. It's even free on your smartphone. Just download the free Newsmax app and start watching anytime. Find out about the real border crisis on Grant Stinchfield tonight on Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.
The FDA is authorizing some changes that are expected to boost coronavirus vaccine supply and speed up the vaccination effort. Moderna says it will now start shipping 15-dose vials of its vaccine soon after showing the FDA different amounts of vaccine can be extracted from each vial using different types of syringes. The original vials were designed for 10 doses, and the FDA says providers can actually get 11 out of those vials. It's now sending new instructions to healthcare workers. A water fight has been decided by the High Court. USA's Jeremy Scott reports.
The state of Florida alleged that Georgia uses too much of the water that flows from the Atlanta suburbs to the Gulf of Mexico. The Flint and Chattahoochee Rivers in Georgia joined to form the Apalachicola River at the Florida line. Florida said that its neighbors' overconsumption is to blame for the decimation of their oyster industry. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The IRS says if you haven't received it yet, don't worry. Stimulus payments are on the way. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Relief payments from President Biden's American Rescue Plan went out Friday to some people collecting Social Security and other federal benefits. The IRS saying the payments are directed at those who didn't file 2019 or 2020 income tax returns and didn't use the non-filers tool last year. They will go to Social Security retirement, survivor, or disability supplemental security income, and Railroad Retirement Board beneficiaries. The IRS saying most payments will be sent electronically and received by April 7th. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
In Minneapolis, testimony in the trial of former police officer Derek Chauvin, who's charged in George Floyd's death. The jury heard members of the Minneapolis Police Department. One was Lieutenant Richard Zimmerman, who is head of their homicide division. The prosecutors asked him,
"Have you ever, in all the years you've been working for the Minneapolis Police Department, been trained to kneel on the neck of someone who is handcuffed behind their back in a prone position?"
"No, I haven't."
On Thursday, a police sergeant testified he believed that Chauvin should have ended restraining Floyd after he stopped resisting. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.